I'm sure somebody's going to file a lawsuit, right? Everything that Trump does, there's a lawsuit. And some of it, the courts say, like, yeah, you could do it. Some of it, they say no. Today, they said dismantling the education department. You can't do that. The department was created by Congress, so they have to get rid of it. And you can't just, like, lay everybody off. Now, how weird is that? Dan, imagine you work for the education department. Well, first of all, like, how weird would that be?
That'd be pretty weird, yeah.
I mean, it feels like.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some, there are plenty of jobs that dummies like you and me would be qualified for. You have a master's degree, for goodness sake.
I do.
You can go work in the education.
But we're working on the radio for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
So, although, you know what? Everybody could take a minute when they hear that I got one kid at NYU and one kid going to USC and be like, I guess they got their mother's brains, huh? Like, do we have to go to that right away? You don't even know my wife. And you're like, well, she's got to be smarter than you. Hurtful. It's a little hurtful.
I understand why you'd be pained by that, but.
Yeah, it's also valid.
I mean, like,
I'm not arguing the merits.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you're willing to cop to that.
I'm not arguing the merits. So today the Treasury Department did something. I think I did a good question on this topic probably 15 years ago at Channel 4, which is why are we making pennies? Why are we doing it?
So it's about time that we got to this point.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing my part.
You were.
And how many administrations let us down? But Donald Trump has come through. The Federal Treasury Department placed its final order for 1 cent coin blanks. A lot of people call it the penny blank. I am a stickler for the truth. And it is called the 1 cent piece in this country. I'm an American. I don't call it a penny. So the blanks are, you know, you get a blank, right? And then they press it. And have you ever been to the Mint?
I was way back when. But yes, we saw the.
I'm not sure that I've seen pennies being pressed, but I've seen like dollars rolling off.
Yeah, they like to show you the bigger coins because it's easier to see what's going on.
I suppose. The 1 cent coin costs 3.7 cents to manufacture and distribute. But the more interesting thing with the penny, and part of why it costs so much is because no one spends them. So there's some research that talks about how everybody hoards pennies.
Yeah.
Because think about what you... Do you have pennies at your house?
I have a jar that's been sitting on a shelf...
Of course you do.
...for I don't know how many years now.
Yeah.
That I haven't added to for I don't know how many years now. But it's just... Yeah, it's just sitting there full of pennies. And every time I see it, in passing, I go, I should go to the bank or I should go to the deal at the grocery store and just dump them out and get rid of them because I'm not even adding to them at this point. It's just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
I don't think we should stop at the penny.
You know my feelings on this. I want to go cashless completely. So, yeah, this is a great first step, but let's keep it rolling.
I don't want to go cashless.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
No. You want to go to a fully cashless system.
100%.
This building cannot even keep the internet operating for one day.
I don't think that this building should be the bar by which we decide.
Maybe this would be the central bank. I don't know. In your Bitcoin kind of fake money utopia you want to live in.
All money is fake.
Well, that's true. So, I'm happy about this.
Yes.
I do think...
So, how far do you think we should go?
All coins.
So, just no coins at all. Should all be paper money?
Yep.
Okay.
And, frankly, I think the $1 bill should become... If you're going to do a coin, you should do a $1 coin. I've always thought it's weird that in every other country, you have a, you know, whatever that unit would be, mm-hmm. you have it as a coin.
If it's a one,
if
singular.
It's a one.
Yeah.
Now, to people out there.
Why do you hate George Washington?
Are you, I believe George is on a coin also, isn't he? He's on a quarter.
Yeah, but you want to get rid of all the coins.
I do want to get rid of the coin.
And the $1 bill.
So here's my dilemma. I don't know what to do with coins now. So like if I have the penny, they have to keep making new pennies because no one spends them.
Right.
They all sit in giant jars in people's houses. But the same for us is true of all coins. And this weekend, I was at, in New York, I was at a bakery or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 3% more to use a credit card. And I happened to have cash because I broke my emergency $100 bill. I had to break it. I keep an emergency 100, as regular listeners know, in the pocket. And I like to tell you guys that. So when I leave the station, you can tackle me and steal my wallet.
I have my emergency 20.
Yeah, it's just smart. Yeah. So I go, and I needed it because I needed to tip a guy.
Well, and you needed to pay that lady on the subway that you spilled coffee all over. So
also true.
Yeah.
So, boy, no more a douchey of a move than being like to the bellman at a hotel who, like, I don't usually use the bellman. I take my bags up to my room. But we had to store the bags, and I always feel like you have to tip the guy for storing the bags, which is kind of silly. Like,
yeah, but you know.
He took the bags to a closet, and like, here's $5 or something. Yeah. So I wanted to tip him, but all I had was the pocket 100.
Well, you can't do that. That's.
So I asked him if he could break 100.
And he looked at you like you were from Mars?
Yes, and he goes back into some closet. It took like 5 minutes, which is a long time for someone to take your $100 bill.
It probably had you sweating, sure.
He comes out like that old Saturday Night Live skit where it's the for the bank that just makes change.
Yes.
He comes out with like three 20s, a bunch of 10s, a bunch of 5s, and a bunch of singles. It was like, it was an impressive.
Wow.
Right. So then I gave him a 5, and he still stood there.
That's a lot of work for just
I like, wait. You know. But I go to the bakery.
You're saying if you could have, you would have tipped him a jar of pennies?
So I go to the bakery and I pay with cash because it was a 3% upcharge.
3%, yeah.
On an $11 bill. But I had cash, so I'm like, oh, sure. I'm going to use this cash. And then I got a quarter as change.
Now what do you do with the quarter?
Well, for the next 3 days, I'm walking around with a quarter in my pocket.
Exactly.
What do you do with that?
Nothing.
Right. So now I have this quarter sitting on my dresser at home.
Yep. Where it'll sit for the next 5 years, probably.
If I had 2 quarters, I could give it to the nephews, and then they'd be like, they'd probably use it as a weapon. I don't even know what people are doing with change.
This is my point.
Get rid of all the coins. We spent more time on that than I thought we would, but you know what? I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
That's the metric for this show. A lot of you think I'm concerned about whether you enjoy it.
Not really.
Not really. Back in a minute on Drive Time. Henry's got a big interview. Derek Falvey from the Twins at 6:35. So just 30 minutes away. Make sure you stick around for that. Derek should be feeling pretty good.
I'm curious.
His Twins have won, what, 13 out of the last 16?
Something like that. Something like they've been doing really, really well. I'm curious to know if Derek thinks that trading for or picking up, maybe is it they just pick him up? That Cody Clemens has to be one of the shocking delights of this season. Is that the best transactional move he's ever made?
Very good. So we were talking about camping at break. And
because I'm going in a couple of weeks, and then you shockingly told me
I believe
you also
I
going.
Am going camping this summer.
Wow.
Seth, now does Alyssa know about this yet? No. Don't tell Alyssa.
I won't tell her anything.
Because she is... Alyssa's idea of camping is like a 4-star hotel instead of 5.
That's roughing it.
I do have a tent, and you expressed some surprise that I own a tent.
Yes, I do, because why would you own a tent?
So when the boys were young, I was a Cub Scout, I was a Boy Scout as a youngster.
Sure.
And I thought like my kids should experience camping. It's like a normal thing kids should experience.
Sure.
My kids have experienced all sorts of weird stuff that, well, that sounds worse than it is.
Yeah, that's not really what you meant.
Not in that way, but just their life has been a non, you know, you've got the TV thing and whatever.
That's the TV thing, man.
So we pitched a tent in the backyard to do backyard camping. Just a little start.
Sure. Just to get their feet wet.
Just to get their feet wet.
Sense their level of interest before you go full bore with the bit.
They did get their feet wet.
Oh, no.
Because I forgot to turn off the sprinkler system. And I didn't put up the rain shield.
The rain fly, yeah.
Because you're like, why would I do that?
Sure, if it wasn't going to rain.
Tell you what, you want to be awoken from a nice slumber.
That'll do it.
The 3 a.m. sound, you just think you're taking artillery fire. So, yeah, I mean, think of the content that I will create on my Minnesota camping.
It's going to be so good.
Woof. Henry's up next. Stick around for Falvey. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.